Welcome back, this is RB Sensei. If you like this video at any point, like and comment. It's the only way we'll grow. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
No need.
So I've seen this trend going about where people have to guess how old you look by just looking at this video. But they're quite brutal in the comments, so I'm ready to be humbled.
This just shows, look, women will take any type of attention they can get. Negative attention, positive attention, it's all the same to them. Somebody please pay attention to me.
I'm getting kind of desperate. What the fuck do I do?
The internet really was the worst thing that ever happened to women. Seriously. But I'm going to say 37. What are you guys predicting below?
So let me know in the comments below what age you think I look. People have told me before that I look younger than my age.
Stop lying.
Honest question, is it just me or does anybody else not believe in this struggle love? Like, honestly, building a life with a broke man is the biggest scam of the century. Trust me when I tell you this, when you are dating or when you're in a relationship with a provider man that is in his healthy masculine energy, he will never ever let you live a life of struggle, okay?
The big bad scary gold digging whore!
This town deserves a better class of criminal. I'm gonna give it to him.
What do you think the value is that this woman brings to her provider male, if she has one? I doubt she has one. She's speaking about a provider male, hypothetically. She's not in her natural feminine, so she wouldn't attract a, you know, healthy provider masculine man. Those type of men are repulsed by women who give off this type of energy and who have TikToks.
And the worst part is I don't have the patience nor the crayons to explain this stuff to people like her. They don't understand.
I love it when women call men broke because most of them are broke mentally and emotionally, which is 10 times worse. And what is broke? I mean, it's relative, right? I'm imagining she means the average man, the 50K man. If this woman does have a provider male, that guy got a really bad deal and he doesn't know his worth.
Dead giveaway.
He will always make sure you are taken care of, you are provided for, and that you are living a soft life.
There's no such thing as a soft life unless you're a worthless piece of who is manipulating a man to do everything and pay everything while you just sit there and try to look pretty, which you're failing at. Even rich people have problems. They may not be money problems, but they're problems. If anybody is trying to put effort in any of the relationships they have in their life, there's going to be ups and downs because that's just the nature of interacting with humans. So if you're a woman and you have a soft life, it's probably because you're a piece of shit. You're a soft piece of shit. And that's why you have a soft life, because you're not putting any effort into life whatsoever. So you're avoiding all the ups and downs and hurdles. So basically, lady, fuck you.
This is a PSA for men that always say, oh, you're so materialistic. Oh, you're so high maintenance.
Before you start, that was a preemptive shh. Just know I have a whole bag of shh with your name on it.
What I would say is
true.
All chicks are materialistic or high maintenance to an extent. So what I would say to you is date within your budget.
Or here's another idea that's going to be very controversial. You could shut the f*** up.
Or we could just pay him directly for bedroom fun and skip all the bullshit and the maintenance and all the drama and all that. That's an option. Or we can go to another country and get with a woman who appreciates the small things and go out of her way to show appreciation for the small things. That's an option. Here's the thing. Older women who have these provider males who are willing to spoil them, you better hope he never smartens up and trades you in for a younger version. Because you're definitely not getting another one at this age. Your whole existence is based on some guy not realizing that you're not worth being with and manipulating him into, you know, doing things for you even though you're not worth it.
Stay in your swim lane. Have a budget or a price range for a girl that makes sense for you.
No, I don't think I will.
At least a young woman has the argument of, hey, I'm pretty and pretty cost. But you're old and washed up and wrinkly. So why should a man continue to do this for you?
It's a mystery every one of you has got to solve.
Every girl is going to have some level of maintenance that is needed.
Not worth
whether
it.
She's getting her hair cut at Supercuts or the fanciest salon downtown. And at the end of the day, most guys are going to want a girl that's presentable that is joining them for dinner or that they're marrying. So realistically, they're doing it for you. It's just what level of maintenance can you afford? So take a look in the mirror. Stop telling girls they're materialistic or high maintenance and figure out which level of maintenance can you afford and what's in your budget.
Stop.
I don't like that shit.
For sure, bro.
I don't like that shit.
I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no bro.
You would be better off investing in going back to school. You would be better off learning how to work on cars, putting some money into that, anything, learning how to fly a plane. This is the worst investment you can make on this planet, is investing in a woman financially. It's not going to pay off. You're investing in something that's definitely going to make you miserable at some point in life. When it comes to these type of women, it's best to just have interactions where you get to leave the money on the nightstand.
Hey, folks. We'll be back to the video in a second. Be sure to like and comment anything under the video. It's the only thing that's going to help us grow and blow this channel up. But you know how tired I get listening to these dingbats? Really, go ahead and support the content by joining the Patreon or the YouTube membership. For low as $5 a month, you get access to one or two exclusive videos a week, as well as getting access to my videos one day early. The YouTube membership is $10 a month for the convenience of not having to leave YouTube, or you could sign up on Patreon or Subscribestar for $5 a month.
Hell no!
Okay, listen up. For all my single girlies, I have the most perfect game that you can play on a night out to approach guys in the wild, and they love it. I remember I played this game like when I was in university with my friend one night, and it worked like a treat. So when I went out at the weekend with my friend, I was like, let's play this game. Let's like see how it goes on how to approach men in the wild. Basically, what you do is you have to dare your friend to ask a guy a question, but the question can't be like, you know, what do you do for work? Where are you from? It's got to be weird. So, for example, some of the dares that we did on Saturday night were, my friend said to me, okay, I want you to go find a guy with a mustache and ask him how long did it take him to grow the mustache?
Grow the fuck up. Grow up. True evolution, a true growth as a human, it just isn't there.
They're big children. Like, look, any woman who has to go approach men in the wild is a complete fucking reject. And I think men kind of sense that. And men get annoyed at women coming up to them asking them stupid ass questions.
Mm-hmm.
Even if she is hot, it's like, what the fuck is this bitch talking about? How long did it take to grow my mustache? A lot of guys are just going to get up and leave. Like, ah, sorry, I got to go. I got to go to the bathroom or something. Doing stuff like this pretty much guarantees a guy's not going to be interested in you for anything long term. If a chick come up to you and asks you about your mustache, that instantly puts her in the pump and dump for the night category. But women aren't smart enough to know that. And let's be clear, they're not genuinely trying to meet a guy. This is all for the TikTok plot, trust me.
You don't know that.
So I did it, and the guy loved it, and he was like, oh, this, like, it's nothing, like, it's only been 4 days, like, just wait for 2 weeks. Anyway, it really works.
This is not true.
So I recommend it to all my single girlies when you're on a night out. Obviously, you can't be doing this during the day, but if you're on a night out, go up to guys, dare each other to ask each other really weird questions to guys, and they live for it.
You don't even look like a drug addict.
Got me thinking,
Do you know that single women own 2.71 million more homes in America than single men?
Woohoo! Yes! Wow! Congratulations!
That's crazy.
And all credit to those women. But now we have a dilemma. Do we say that they've overcome the apparent wage gap and the patriarchal system? Or do we mention something else? What do we do? Do we praise them for their hard work or the divorce rate?
Yeah, they own the home that they stole from the man that they screwed over. Ladies, even if you did buy them yourselves, nobody gives a fuck. You're not going to get higher social status because you have a house, because you don't have a man and you don't have a likable personality. You don't have any offspring. You're really just nothing to most people.
You're a fucking loser.
You're literally a fucking loser.
Nobody's bringing you a cookie because you own your own home. That is like the number one sign that a woman failed in her romantic life, when she buys her own home. And she's going to be miserable and struggling the rest of her life to try to keep up the payments on that home, most of them. Let's not act like most women are making six figures or something. Most of these women are going to be struggling on $50,000 a year to keep up with all these bills, not to mention all of her emotional and mental breakdowns in the process. I assure you, most of the women who are working hard to pay for their own home by themselves, that's not what they really want to do. That's not the plan they had for their life when they were 12 years old, I assure you. 95% of women don't want to bust their ass and work hard for the rest of their lives. They're not built for it, and they just don't want to do it. But since they have to do it, they got to try to spin it and, you know, get on social media and brag about it. They don't like it, trust me.
I will bet my bottom dollar on that.
You can't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.